Hello?
Hello, this is Two Brothers?
Yes.
Excellent, sir. Good morning to you. How's your day going so far?
I'm fine, thank you. Kind of cold, you know, kind of like, you know, it's kind of like icy everywhere, you know, right now. So, yeah.
Of course, it's very cold there in Kansas.
Yeah.
Sir, well, my name is Tony, sir, and I'm with Local Splash, and we wanted to talk to you about listing your services on the first page of Google. I was going to ask you if you're open on expanding your business clientele, sir.
Well, you know what? You say you splash?
It's called Local Splash, sir, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? I got a better experience with companies like you guys, you know, because since I signed with you guys never do anything for me. And
you
just collect the money. You just collect the money and go away. So, you know what? I don't do advertising anymore. You know, I got a lot of customers right now, sir. But, you know, really be honest with you, I can tell you the truth. You know, since I signed it with any company, I mean, you know, they never do anything for me, honestly. I'm not a mess, but I just say, you know what? Pretty much all the companies, you know, try to you enroll with those guys. And as soon as you enroll, they don't care. And I asked one of the customers, not you, somebody else, you know, because I asked, why do you do that? No, he told me the truth. I collected my check and I don't care about anything. I said, oh, good. Thank you. I said, you know what?
Okay.
You know what? Since you tell me that, I never do business with anybody else. You know, I know everybody promised to this and that and this and that. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
I don't leave my promise. I leave a stuff, you know, write a stuff.
And logistics, right? And real
scenarios, you know,
real situation,
you know,
is going.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you know, this company was from Kansas City, California, and also Florida. But you know, really, I don't do it. You know, I want to tell you the truth. You know, I don't want to offend anybody, but I don't trust in any advertising like that. You know,
I understand, sir.
People recommend to you, and it's good. You know, I got them. I mean, I'm an old guy. I'm 61, and normally,
okay.
You know, the job recommended to you, and I got a lot of customers in here in Kansas City about, you know, they by mouth, you know, they say, okay, you know, somebody give you a number, this and that. And I said, well, thank you, you know, because, you know, I don't know what you want to tell me, but, you know, probably with the difference, with the this, with the that, and, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, you know, I just...
I understand, sir. I mean, success in the internet has a lot to do with the right company. I'm not sure who you work with. If I was going to ask you that. And
yeah.
Did you try like two or three times, or what happened there? I mean, it sounds like
you
went through
I signed at different times. I signed at different times with different companies, and you know, they never, ever be honest with. Call me like and say, well, you know, they told me they want to. Do this and that, and, you know, wow, you know, when you got a new business, send me, and you know what, soon I'll sign it, you know, and that's what I said, no, you know, because one company taking me to the court, because I signed it with those guys, you know, I make a mistake, mm-hmm. And I signed it, you know, so after that, never did anymore, and no, you know, I don't want to waste your time, but, you know, if you want to call me to enroll with you guys, you know, I want to say thank you. You know, no, thank you.
I understand, sir. Of course, I just want to show you the listing. We have that position available for fencing and gates. And, of course, as you seem to be a good candidate. So the company that I'm calling you from has 20 years in business. And, of course, we do have a lot of examples of people that are right now thriving with the company. My question is, only this question, why is it actually working? For some companies, I mean, if you have anybody that you know that's working directly with Google and they can tell you their experience, I've asked them myself and they say, yeah, it's working fine. I'm having a lot of business, getting a lot of calls and being noticed right away when somebody's typing in any of the service I provide. So just my question is this, why is it actually working? Why does it exist? Why does the company that I'm working with has been doing this for 20 years?
Well, I don't, you know, good question, you know. Probably you don't need to ask me. Probably you need to ask those guys, you know. And because,
yeah,
you know, I have a You know, companies even local, you know, also same way. You know, I did a business with those other ones here, and you know, I mean, you want to collect people or enroll people, and that's fine, you know.
The thing is with us, okay, mm-hmm. There's two things right here. What we're offering, in a way, anybody can do it. You can do it. Your neighbor can do it. Your wife can do it. The thing is, to do it right, it takes a lot of manpower, a lot of hours. So the thing is that since we are direct line with Google, that means that we retain at least 70% of the customers. So at least to have this, okay? Mm. So if anybody was to leave a bad review, they can go ahead and do that, and that would affect the company a lot. So we're not going to be, like, wasting your time because this is a premium service. We only serve one industry per area. So we're not going to be losing your time on that because we're here to bring results. I know you probably heard something like this before, but again, what is, I mean, if I were to, for example, like you said, I've already to enroll you, and like that other gentleman said, or lady, I'm not sure who said that, they don't care, they just collect the paycheck, it's not going to go. Because we have to keep a retainment. Our customers if this is a monthly service, they have to be happy every month to still be working with us.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that I can explain to you why it would, in a logistic way, not make sense to do that way. I'm not saying there's not companies that do that. There's a lot of companies that don't, that pretend to do this kind of services, and they're not. But if you were to type the company phone right now on your phone, the company name on your phone, sorry, you're going to find right away the company. It's called Local Splash. You're going to see all the reviews, and you're going to see this approved by Triple B, and it's been doing this for 20 years. So I ask you the same. Why is it actually working for other people and not with you? And I'm going to give you the answer. Because success in the Internet has a lot to do with the right company. I'm sorry that you went with a company that just utilized you, right? But that does happen, sir. Like anything, like a dealership. You've seen that, for example, a dealership, right? You've seen the dealerships take advantage of people. They sell you like a vehicle at a good price, and it breaks down on you like 2 months later. That happens, right?
Oh, yeah. That absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what happened is, so you signed it with somebody. I mean, they take me to the court one time and charge me. And I take a lawyer, and I spend a lot of money and time. I take a lawyer, and when I fight with those guys, and I just pay, I think, like 45% to what, and I just tell the right in court, I pay you 45%, but I hope you don't find any more people because you guys thieved. Oh, they got pissed off. And the judge told me, you know, because it's
was thieves, that Angie,
you know?
Sir? Was that Angie's?
Mm-hmm.
It was Angie's, right?
I don't know what you want because I have one for Florida, and that's what I say. I just, you know, one time I make it one in the local. Because, you know, they told me, I call you for this estate. I said, you know what? This estate, probably you can look in the Internet, you know, do all the panoramic work and all the stuff. But I said, you know what? If you live in my area, you know what we're talking about. You know, what the weather is, what the stuff is, and what we offer to. And that's why, you know, but, you know, that's what normally, you know, I want to say thank you for your call. I don't want to be unpolite. No, I want to respect them, and you know. But really, I'm not interested. Or you got my number. I don't know where you get my number. Uh-huh. Or you want to text me any information about you? You go ahead, and I can look him. You know, I don't promise anything, but I can look him.
Okay.
You know, when I started business, you know, it's when I, you know, I was in the. All this stuff like that, you know. And now I said, no, you know, business is already stable. I don't think I need to. Because, you know, I offered, like you tell me, you know, I offered wood fence. And, you know, I have a lot of business in wood fence. And also I offer concrete, like driveways and stuff like that. And, you know,
and decks
and it is okay, you know, but it's kind of stable. And, you know, I do decks and composite. Only right now, you know, right now, not much of people want to invest in because all this politics, all this insecure stuff like that, you know, and I got a few cancellations, but, you know, I just, right now the weather not let us to to working outside very much, you know. But I got equipment, you know, like I got my tractors, I got, you know, like diggers and stuff. You know, I got, like, you know, this shafts for making holes quickly, you know, and I have a small and big tractor. So, you know, when I have a fence and other stuff, they don't take me too long to do that. And that's pretty much what I'm only right now. We need to call like the A11 to dig safe and all the stuff like that. So making sure the coals in the city be okay. So that's why they're taking me a little longer. But, you know, be honest with,
okay,
I'm not interested in doing advertising because
I understand,
it is not your fault, sir. And I don't want to, you take it personal. I don't want to, I don't want to, you know, if I grab my phone and offend it, offend any people, you know, I'm not okay. I'm not, you know, I just want to be respect to all the people around, you know, and respect your work. Absolutely.
Amen, sir. I understand that. Yes. And I'm not trying to be pushy or anything. I mean, I understand that you were looking for a service and they. So the thing is, if you were to do this in the future, for example, just be careful with contracts. It sounds like they put you on a contract.
Yes.
Right? Where I'm calling you from, we do like a monthly service. We don't do forceful contracts. So there's pretty much not to lose because the program itself has already a design for you to get your money right away on the first month. And after that, I mean, of course, produce more, business, right? To see the results.
No, absolutely. No. You know what? I understand this part and all that, you know, I mean, if you want to text me your information and all that, and I can look, and or you want to email, you know, I can give my email. It's not a problem, you know.
Of course.
I can give my email. If you want to email your information, and I'm going to look in, you know, I want to open my computer later today and look into your information. And, you know, I never reject anything. That's what I don't know, you want to think this guy is crazy, what
No. I do this for a living, sir. I understand.
You know,
I would be the same if somebody was to do that to me.
Yes. Yes.
I would feel the same as you, sir.
Yeah, no, when I talk to people, you know, I don't want to, you say, well, and I can hang up or I can do that. No, you know what? It's not going to work. You know?
So,
but I can give my email if you want to send me information. And I can look at it, you know, it's nothing wrong with looking, you know, and this same thing, nothing wrong with talking, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, my email is twobrotherskz@outlook.com.
Two brothers, what else?
kz@outlook.com.
Outlook.com. All right, sir.
That's my two brothers with T-W-O, okay? It's not a number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, like the company name. So, I have no problem with sending you the email. But just letting you know, the main focus of our company is that we just, like, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, we just focus on one industry per area. It's a premium service, meaning that it's filtered out. We don't share your clients, we don't share your leads to your competition. It's just one exclusive service. So it might not make sense later on, because we probably find that company, okay? I have no problem with sending you the email. But I would rather recommend that if you do see the value on somebody typing on their phone, like concrete service, masonry, fencing, decks, railing, any of the service you provide, and finding you as a direct option, right? Did you work with Google directly, sir? Like, that was a Google, somebody that's directly working with Google, or you work with, like, Yelp or Home Advisor? I mean, what?
Yeah, well, you know, some was Home Advisor, to be honest with you. And the other one, it was, I think they got the same name where you have a splash, you know?
It's 411 Local, because you said local.
Oh.
It's different.
Oh, okay.
Right? It's 411 Local, right?
Yes.
They sound,
yes.
This is local splash, so it's not the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because when you say, well, I was recognizing the name, I said, oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, local splash, 411 Local.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I really... I don't want to, you know, whatever in the past is in the past. You know, and so I don't want to bring it and say, oh, you guys who did this. No, you know what? When you have a conversation, you got an information. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, okay, so are you sure you don't want to look at the listing and just look at the prices and if it makes sense, you know, the strategies that we have, you know, save that spot for yourself? Or?
Can you email me all the stuff at one of the price a month? And let me look at it so I can look at it. If I'm the size, you know, and give me your phone number and your name. I'm Julio Garcia.
I would have my director jump on the line with us. That's what I'm trying to. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I do need to ask you like just 2-3 questions. I mean, are you licensed and insured, or you're working on that, sir?
No, I'm licensed.
You're licensed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you do like commercial jobs as well?
Yes, sir. And also I got an insurance liability and workers' comp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Of course, you're able to handle more business, right? Because you mentioned it's a little bit slow sometimes, because of the cold season. Okay.
Now the weather here in Kansas City, you know, we're in the Midwest.
Very cold.
So I tell you what, it's snow in Colorado, they come here. No, in Iowa, they come here. No, in Illinois, sometimes we got it too. But, you know, we're working okay since November. After that, you know, it's kind of slow, and like, you know, we got snow, and right now everything is frost, but, you know, and it's also when I do any decks or any wood fans, because it's for concrete, the concrete is too frost, you know, the ground is frost.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Good thing that you have, various services, so I'm pretty sure we can find something, people that are looking for any of the services. The more services you have, the more chances we get. And again, I'm not sure how exactly, because I had some people that worked at 411 Local, and right now they're working with us, right? They prefer this company because you're not going to be losing your time. But when people are looking for the service, they're serious people. They're really looking for the service, and they're finding you directly as a direct line for that. You know, they're not finding anybody else directly on that area. It's going to be you. So you're not going to be like, hey, what's the price? For example, I'm the customer, right? I'm asking for a price. Hey, what's the price? And how does your service work and this and that? And then I'm going to use that because I have other direct lines that are already being shown to me. I'm going to use that to just get a better price. So you're pretty much wasting your time. But when they're finding you, they're going to be looking to how to schedule the service with you. It's a different angle. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We can take this slow. I mean, I'll have my director jump in a moment. We can take it slow and we can show you that way that we're real and we do bring results. Okay. So my last question, sir, is do you have a business partner or do you make decisions yourself for the...
No, you know what? Used to be, was two brothers, you know, but only 1 year. After that, my brother, he said, we don't want to make it. We just divide what we have and he just takes us away. And I'm working by my own, but I keep the name like that, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's good. Blood is always going to... Okay. And okay, so if we do find something that makes sense, of course, and we'll show you the programs, we'll show you about our company again that's been doing it for 20 years. If you do find something that makes sense and it's affordable for your budget, sir, I would assume that you would be willing to give it a try today. If it just makes sense, if it's real, right?
No, well, you know what? Probably not today, to be honest with you. You know, normally, you want to send me your information in email, I can look in the email and I can see what I'm going to do with, okay? Because honestly, you know, I don't want to take a credit card or my car and I'll say, I can buy, you know, I need it really.
Okay.
We need to take it slow.
I understand. I understand what you answer. I understand. It's just, you know, I'll be honest with you. I never say this, but it's just protocol, the question to ask of the today. Because, again, I'll be honest with you. We're just looking for one. So what I'm going to do, because I'm the one making the calls right now, so at least I have that under control. What I'm going to do is send you some information at the email that you provided, okay? And I'm going to give you a call back tomorrow. That way you get to see it. You get to you can go ahead and search on the Internet and do whatever research you have to do about the company. Okay? That way you know it's real, and we're here to bring results, okay? Because this is what you were looking for from the start. Again, my question is, why is it actually working for other people, and why not you? Why? How can you answer that? You can't answer that. But the answer is, again, it has to do a lot with the company, right company. So
yeah.
I'm going to send you information, and I'm going to give you a call tomorrow, okay? Just to,
okay.
And if you say, like, you know what, I'm willing to hear you out, and if you guys convince me, if it makes sense, I'm willing to give it a try. Is that fair?
We'll see. Yes, sir. We'll see.
Perfect. Okay. All right, sir. That'll be it, sir. I'll give you a call back tomorrow at the same hour. And can I have a first name?
Julio. Yeah, you will.
Julio
García.
Mm-hmm. Julio. ¿Habla español, Julio?
Mm-hmm.
¿Te habla español?
Sí. No,
mi nombre es Antonio Quintana.
Sí.
Ok. Julio, entiendo. Mira, la situación aquí no es de que no le veas el interés. Tú sí le ves el valor a que te encuentren al buscar en sus teléfonos. A buscar un servicio, encontrarte a ti. Tienes rato haciendo esto. Sé que puedes hacer el trabajo. Eres un buen candidato. Simplemente tuviste dos experiencias malas. Y obviamente yo decirte, ¿sabes qué? O sea, tú ocupas primero ver para creer, ¿no? Y estoy contigo, entonces te voy a mandar la información. ¿Mande?
Bueno, lo que pasa es que no es tanto eso, pero cuando se trata de un negocio, usted tiene que tener mucho cuidado en lo que hace, porque mire,
claro,
en el negocio también hay mucha estafa, y tiene que tener mucho cuidado, porque yo le digo, mire, yo tengo 8 años en mi negocio ya personal. Uh-huh. Bueno, fue un año con mi hermano, pero 8 años que se abrió la compañía, y en 8 años, les soy honesto, hemos encontrado mucho fraude, a veces por no tener la precaución. Entonces, mire, esto claro, no se trata de, o sea, como dice, ver para que, no, sí, se trata de un negocio donde podemos, usted como vendedor, yo como comprador, tener un acuerdo y poder, trabajar juntos. Ahora, mire, vamos a ver el plan. Yo le digo, mire, más o menos, cuando yo he hecho estos tratos, y se los soy honesto, los he hecho más o menos por el mes de marzo, que ya es cuando se viene el tiempo, más o menos, o en febrero, ¿verdad? Que ya dijimos, ok, usted me pone toda esa cosa en el internet, y yo, yo empiezo a recibir llamadas de clientes, y pues nos acomodamos, y usted me dice, mira, vas a pagar tanto, va a ser, está bien, o sea, yo no tengo ningún problema, el asunto es de que yo también de vez en cuando quiero que ustedes como vendedores, y esto le va a servir a usted, también me den una llamada y diga, ¿cómo va todo? ¿Le ha funcionado? Pero si usted me olvida,
no,
y no sé nada, y usted, digo yo, pues, ¿qué está pasando? O sea, él viene
es
la
que
y yo tiro el envoltorio y ahí quedó ya la cosa. O sea, no, es que hay que
establecer, entiendo, Julio,
relación entre el cliente y el vendedor. O sea,
es que es exactamente lo que hace la compañía de la que te hablo, y por eso te digo, o sea, el que yo te, como, es que también entiéndeme, esas compañías con las que trabajaste no me hacen mi trabajo más fácil, pero me dan una oportunidad para me darte los resultados. Lo que te quiero decir es que el enfoque principal de esta compañía a la que te estoy hablando, Julio, como te estaba explicando, ellos se enfocan, como es un canal directo de Google nomás nos permite una compañía, una industria por área. O sea, tenemos roofers, tenemos landscapers, tenemos, o sea, y cubrimos en toda la nación, o sea, tenemos donde cubrir. Pero, por lo mismo, para dar esos resultados, es solamente una industria por área. ¿Qué significa? Que si nosotros no estamos dándote los resultados que tú esperabas, nos afecta a nosotros porque no estamos generando en esa área para esa industria. ¿Ok? O sea, a nosotros también nos afecta. Ahora, el customer service lo tenemos abierto, tenemos buen customer service, de hecho tú puedes llamarme a este número, tienes mi extensión, si quieres te la doy, o sea, aquí acomodé el lugar, aquí nosotros nos encontramos, tenemos una mente muy abierta en ese sentido, pues.
¿Por qué? No,
porque como digo, es un servicio premium, pues.
Sí, o sea, mire, eso yo también lo miro bien, o sea, yo les digo a los muchachos que me hablan, o a las vendedoras, sí, a veces les digo, bueno, ustedes se van a la pesca y se agarran 3 pescados, se conformaron con eso, pero ya perdieron de pescar el resto del año. O sea, ¿cómo trabajan?
Exacto.
Yo le digo, yo trabajo de esta manera que, mire, yo con los clientes que voy, pues sí, hay clientes, mire, no todo el cliente va a quedar satisfecho. Al cliente no se le puede dar mucha explicación porque es enredarte y no, mire, ¿qué quiere hacer? Bueno, vamos a hacer esto. ¿Ok? En el caso suyo, sí, es más profesional y todo. El asunto es de que yo le digo, mira, por ejemplo, yo tengo una opinión en que hay un cliente que, pues tengo una alberca, tengo que cerrar aquí con cerca que no se mire para adentro. Pues está bien. Entonces yo ya le digo, mira, bueno, te conviene esto, te conviene aquello otro, pero tú dime, ¿qué quieres hacer? Ah, no, quiero la más barata. ¿Tú sabes qué? Déjalo como está. Déjalo como está, porque francamente, pues más barato no va a hallar. Hay barato, pero, por ejemplo, los privados, todas esas cosas. Y hay veces que hay gente que se me ha molestado, le digo, es que
o lo mismo los real estate. Ah, no, quiero este tipo de banqueta, pero ¿sabes qué? Nomás hay ponme el make-up. Mira, con ese make-up, en 3 meses me vas a hablar, oye, ¿sabes qué? Lo que me hiciste está mal. Entonces me va a costar a mí que volverlo a hacer y entonces me cuesta de mi bolsa. Mira, yo te lo hago bien desde ahora y trabajamos así. Y claro. Hay gente que me vuelto a llamar, ah, no, sí quiero esto, sí quiero aquello. Bueno, mire, pues vamos a hacer, no es que yo lo quiera hacer que gaste más, pero siempre el trabajo de calidad es un trabajo que lo va a recomendar y aparte usted se va satisfecho a su casa. O sea,
claro.
Es la satisfacción de hacer el trabajo bien y que usted no se preocupe de que alguien lo vaya a llamar a decirle alguna grosería, por lo que es que siempre va a haber alguno que otro, ¿me entiende? No.
Claro.
Eso sí va a pasar. Pero le digo, yo también claro, como comprador y usted como vendedor, pues, y luego aparte de eso, que hasta habla el mismo idioma, y bueno, pues podemos, usted me llama mañana, me explica otra vez un poco más, y o sea, acuérdese que soy un poco viejo y un poco lento para la tecnología, ustedes son jóvenes y...
No
y
te preocupes, señor. De hecho, sería yo te llamo mañana y ya te pasaré a mi director, alguien que hable español, un director del área, para que te enseñe y por mientras para que tú vayas viendo que la compañía es legítima, porque voy a lo mismo, o sea, me pongo en tus zapatos, no después de escucharte que me digas, sabes que me quemaron 2 veces, pero estás aquí conmigo en la línea, para mí, sabes que para mí es una oportunidad, porque digo, mira, sabes que después de que lo quemaron y todavía está conmigo, pues sabes que voy a hacer las cosas bien, o sea, entonces prefiero, te voy a mandar la información. Chécalo con calma, investiga lo que ocupes investigar, pregúntale si ocupas a alguien que te ayude tú dale, ¿sale? Yo preferiera, claro, que viéramos el listado, pero te entiendo, o sea, no quiero hacerte perder el tiempo a ti ni a mi director tampoco, entonces te voy a mandar la información y te voy a llamar mañana, ¿ok?
Sí, me parece bien, gracias. ¿Cómo se llama usted?
Antonio, para servirle, Antonio Quintana.
Yo soy Julio García, ¿eh? ¿De dónde me
llamas? Pero nosotros estamos ubicados en California, señor.
Oh, están en
Calisa, sí, pero trabajamos en toda la nación, por eso te digo, te voy a mandar la información para que veas que la compañía en verdad pues da esos resultados, la vas a encontrar luego en Google, vas a ver todo ahí, ¿ok?
No tenga pendiente, muchas gracias, Toño, ¿eh?
No hay de qué, Julio, gracias, te veo mañana.
Hasta luego, buen día, ándale.
Okay.